This is Red FM's News Extra, Cork's brand new daily news podcast.
It's Friday. Good afternoon. I'm Lana O'Connor with Red FM's News Podcast. The family of a baby who died after being attacked by a dog are asking people to be vigilant and careful when considering whether they want to bring a dog into their home. An inquest into the death of three-month-old Mia O'Connell at her home in Waterford was held at Cork City Coroner's Court yesterday. Coroner Philip Common heard that the baby was rushed to CUH by ambulance with a Garda escort after being attacked while sleeping by a terrier cross dog in June 2021. The coroner described a previous incident where the dog had jumped up and attempted to snap at Mia when she was first brought home from hospital as a missed opportunity to prevent her death later that year. He recorded the death as one of misadventure and said the public must be extremely vigilant with dogs as they can be unpredictable, particularly around small children. Meanwhile, the Taoiseach has indicated tougher legislation around dog ownership is on the way. Micheál Martin says a review into dangerous dog ownership is ongoing. Speaking to Red FM News after the inquest, Mia's aunt Heidi O'Connell say their hearts are broken.
It's unbearable. The pain is unbearable. I don't think it'll ever go away. Our hearts are broken forever. We'll never get her back. It's like a nightmare. It's still like a nightmare. You know, 3 months old, full of smiles, full of giggles, and she was just taken away from us so abruptly and so tragically.
Heidi is asking people to think carefully before getting a dog.
This dog was a small terrier, you know. There was no indication really that, like, you know, he was a big dog like a pit bull or anything like that. Like, you know, that he was vicious or anything. Like, there was some concerns, but like, never in a million years would you think something like this would happen to you or your family. So I would ask people to be very, very careful in the future. Make sure your family is safe.
Staying locally, and an investigation is underway into an alleged assault on a Garda in North Cork. The officer was allegedly struck on Oliver Plunkett Hill in Fermoy at around 6 o'clock yesterday evening. He didn't require medical treatment. The Irish Examiner report that the plainclothes Garda was allegedly assaulted at an anti-refugee demonstration in the town. In a statement issued to Red FM News, Gardaí confirmed that investigations are ongoing and that no arrests have been made. The news of job losses at Argos is a very significant blow. That's the reaction of Retail Ireland to the news that Argos is to close all of its Irish stores. Almost 600 workers are losing their jobs at its 34 shops around the country due to sales falling by over one-fifth. Argos has two stores here in Cork, in Mahon and Blackpool. Retail Ireland director Arnold Dillon says it's awful for staff.
The news yesterday was very sad, and very sad for anyone that was immediately affected by the imminent closure. The business is a long-standing and really valued employer with stores spread right across the country. So a very significant impact. And I think obviously the first priority needs to be what can be done for those that are losing jobs. And it's certainly the sector will work with government to identify new employment opportunities.
Cormac McSherry's Orna Lie's new all-weather lifeboat has now been confirmed for arrival into Cormac on Sunday afternoon. The new lifeboat, the Val Adnams, had been due to arrive last weekend but was postponed due to the weather. The Shannon lifeboat is the latest in a long line of search and rescue boats provided by the Orna Lie to Cormac McSherry over the past 198 years. The lifeboat will become the 11th to be stationed in Cormac McSherry since the foundation of the station in 1825.
Catch up on Cork with our new daily news podcast, Red FM News Extra.
Starting with Gaelic games, the Cork senior footballers have a chance to get their hands on some silverware tonight. John Cleary's Rebels take on Limerick in the McGrath Cup final in Mallow. That throws in at 7:30. Mayo and Roscommon battle it out for the Connacht FBD League title at the Air Dome at the same time. In football, transfer news, striker Chris Wood is to join Nottingham Forest on loan from Newcastle until the end of the season, and defender Craig Dawson is joining Wolves from West Ham. Brazil footballer Dani Alves has been arrested on suspicion of sexually abusing a woman in Spain. It's alleged the incident took place on New Year's Eve at a nightclub in Barcelona. Alves denies the claim, but there's been no further detail from police. In the Munster Senior League Premier Division, Carrigaline United take on Blarney United at 8 p.m. In rugby, Australia international Kirtley Beale has been suspended from all forms of rugby union, having been arrested over allegations of sexual assault. It's claimed a woman was attacked in a Sydney pub last month. Beale's played close to 100 games for his country. Rugby Australia and his club side, the New South Wales Waratahs, say he won't be available to play for the foreseeable future. In golf, Shane Lowry now heads the Irish contingent on 8 under par through 12 holes of his second round at the Abu Dhabi Championship. That puts him in a tie for third and 2 shots off clubhouse leader Francesco Molinari. Seamus Power is 6 under through 13 today. Patrick Harrington is in the clubhouse on 3 under and Tom McGibbon is 3 under through 7. In tennis, women's top seed Iga Swiatek is into the last 16 of the Australian Open in Melbourne. She enjoyed a 2-set win over Kristina Buksa. In the men's draw, 2-time finalist Daniil Medvedev has lost the first set of his third round match with Sebastian Korda. Meanwhile, the matchup of Hubert Hurkacz and Denis Shapovalov has gone to a 5th set, and Karen Khachanov leads Francis Tiafoe by 2 sets to 1. I'm Aidan, and that's the sport with Grandin's Toyota.
The 5 biggest stories in Cork today. This is Red FM's News Extra.